This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Heart Greens. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens, the functional food that you drink, using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots of information coming your way in the next hour or two, so stay with us. You can call us. You can participate by calling 888-302-3684. That's our number, as it is each week. And you can call us this hour or next with your health concern or your nutritional question. 888-302-3684 is our number. And we've got lots to talk about today. There's lots of stories now that election fervor has died down. Well, it's going to be nonstop for the next 4 years until the next election. But nonetheless, some of the shock and awe of the election has dissipated. And so now we can get back to regular health news. And there's some important news coming across the wires on probiotics. Headline, probiotics improve cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Oh, what's up with that? Well, they say that for the first time, scientists have shown that probiotics, which are beneficial live bacteria taken as dietary supplements, can improve cognitive function in humans. This is literally the first time that that proposition has been tested. And we know that there's a gut-brain connection. We know that certain psychiatric states can be influenced by the composition of your gastrointestinal tract. For example, anxiety and depression. There may be an impact. There's some studies looking at the potential for autism to be triggered or worsened by an imbalance of gastrointestinal bacteria. This, however, is the first study that looks specifically at whether a daily dose of probiotic lactobacillus and bifidobacteria taken over a period of just 12 weeks is enough to yield some kind of improvement in the score of elderly Alzheimer's patients. So the researchers from Kashan University of Medical Sciences and Islamic Azad University in Iran, study was done in Iran, maybe not the most advanced scientific country, but actually some fairly decent nutritional studies come out of Iran, politics notwithstanding. And this looks like a pretty good study. I reviewed it. It's a controlled trial on a total of 52 women and men with Alzheimer's disease between 60 and 95 years of age. Half of the patients received a 200 milliliter milk enriched with four probiotic bacteria. It's some sort of probiotic drink, like a kefir, which is, by the way, popular in that neck of the woods. Fermented dairy drinks are part of a very ancient tradition in the Caucasus Mountain region and in what is now Iran. So at the beginning and end of the 12-week experimental period, the scientists took blood samples and tested the cognitive function of the subjects. The tasks included giving the current date, counting backwards from 100 by sevens, naming objects, repeating a phrase, copying a picture. These are standard tests for cognitive function. And what they found was that there was an improvement. The improvements were moderate, but real. They went from a score of 8.5 to a score of 10.3 on a cognitive, it's a standard cognitive test, which rates mental performance. Interesting, when they checked the blood, they found that the probiotics also resulted in lower levels of triglycerides. There was also a reduction in insulin resistance. And so there were some real tangible changes in terms of blood tests, and there were some real measurable changes in terms of mental function. So, well, you may say the study was done in Iran, but a professor of neurology who is an expert on Alzheimer's disease at Louisiana State University here in the States, who reviewed the study but wasn't involved in the research, said this early study is interesting and important because it provides evidence for gastrointestinal tract microbiome components playing a role in neurological function. And it indicates that probiotics can, in principle, improve human cognition. And he says this is in line with some of our recent studies, which indicate that the GI tract microbiome in Alzheimer's is significantly altered in composition when compared to age-matched controls, and that there may be some GI tract and blood-brain barrier issues, leaky gut, leaky brain, blood-brain barrier, that allows GI tract microbial exudates to access the central nervous system. In other words, toxins from the gastrointestinal tract can enter the circulation and ultimately cross the blood-brain barrier, get into the brain, and wreak havoc. And on a similar note, the same principle. Headline, bacteria in your intestines may play an important role in determining if you will develop blinding, wet age-related macular degeneration. There's two main types of macular degeneration. Dry macular degeneration, we know, can be impacted by zinc, antioxidants, DHA from fish oil, lutein and zeaxanthin. But what about wet age-related macular degeneration? Well, the suggestion here is that there is a relationship between the constituents of the microbiome, the bacteria that reside in our gut, and the risk of macular degeneration. In this study, they fed poor quality fats to, I believe this is an animal model of macular degeneration, and what they found was that there was an acceleration of macular degeneration in the experimental animals. So, turns out that the microbiome, very important for the nervous system, and the nervous system comprises the brain, but also comprises our sensory organs, including the critical light sensors in our eyes. 888-302-3684 is our number. And before we break, let me tell you about something that has come across my radar screen that I think can be very helpful for your blood pressure. You know, we've talked about a device, the Zona, which we'll talk about later, which is a handheld device that helps optimize blood pressure. Now, a supplement. How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat three bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. Lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became easier and hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N. That's the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. It's all about the nitric oxide principle, the same principle that makes red beets so beneficial. Heart Greens are also specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body, and that's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees that you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after, and you'll see the change for yourself. It's really cool. There are objective markers which tell you that your nitric oxide levels are improved when you take this stuff. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Here's the number, 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or we set up a special website for you. It's intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com for Heart Greens. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine.
brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. How far would you go to maintain healthy blood pressure? Would you eat 3 bowls of kale and spinach every day? Well, probably not. But lucky for you, you don't have to. Helping to support healthy blood pressure and circulation just became hassle-free. Introducing Heart Greens from Human N, the functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. That's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. Get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after and see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit IntelligentGreens.com. That's IntelligentGreens.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ron Hoffman with you. And you can call us 888-302-3684. And we got Peggy from California on the line. How you doing, Peggy? Thanks for listening.
Hi, fine. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
What's your question, please?
Oh, well, my question is in regards to an immune system supplement I'm taking called ModuCare.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two issues about it that I wanted to see if you can help me with. And
yeah.
One is they want you to take it 3 times a day on an empty stomach.
Right.
So I have a hard time during the middle of the day trying to find time to have an empty stomach since I prefer to eat smaller meals throughout the day. And I also am working out. In my workout schedule, I'd like to eat something after I get done working out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, can you double up on one and then take a single one another time? I was wondering about, you know, what do you think about just changing the times in which you take it, you know.
It's not really rocket science when it comes to the dosing. I don't think that's even been studied that well. So, you know, I guess, I mean, the whole science behind ModuCare is a little bit young. So I don't think that there are all that many studies that compare dosing with food versus dosing away from food. What are you taking it for?
Immune system. They say that when I was reading how the effects are lowering cortisol levels and increasing your DHEA.
Mm-hmm.
For people, they've done studies on marathon runners and that type. So I'm looking at it in that sense, you know, keeping my cortisol levels at a good level since I do a lot of spin and cardio and kickboxing. So
excellent.
I'm looking at it for that issue. So I'm thinking, can I double up on one in the morning maybe and then take my one at night if the dosing isn't that big of a deal?
I think it you know, may not be optimal, but it's better than not taking it. This is the advice I generally give to my patients who can't follow some very rigorous program of take this 2 hours of, you know, after or, you know, an hour before. Sometimes, you know, if you can't do it, it's better just to simply, you know, take the thing rather than to say, well, I can't comply with these very stringent, scheduling issues and then, you know, not take it at all. But, you know, let's talk a little bit about, ModuCare. By the way, ModuCare is made by, the same company that makes Kyolic, aged garlic extract, which is Wakanaga. It's a big, Japanese company, but, by far they sell more, aged garlic extract than ModuCare. ModuCare is a niched product. And what it is, it's a mixture of cytosterol, and cytosterolin. And if it sounds like steroid, it is a little like a steroid, but it's a non, catabolic, non-harmful, form of steroid. These are actually plant steroids. What they find is that it helps to balance the immune system. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, does, you know, what's the straight deal on this? Does it raise the immune system or does it lower the immune system? Lowering the immune system might be helpful in autoimmunity. Raising the immune system might be helpful if you get sick all the time and don't have any defenses. But the immune system, much more complicated than that. It really, it's not like a rheostat or a dimmer switch, you know, where, you know, turn it up and the light brightens and turn it down and the light goes out. It's a multidimensional system. And by balancing it, you can, what seems like paradoxically, you can have better defenses against infections, and at the same time, less vulnerability to autoimmunity, which is an out-of-control immune system. So the studies on these plant phytosterols include studies like you mentioned. You're a healthy exerciser. You want to optimize your exercise response. You want to reduce the risk of immune suppression with exercise. There actually is some studies on post-marathon immune suppression, where they took people and they exercised them. And they found that by taking MagiCare, they did not have decreases in their immune response. Their lymphocytes, the white blood cells, remained stable even after very heavy exercise. And cortisol, which is a stress response to exercise, was controlled. So it makes sense for exercises. I use MagiCare, however, more for autoimmunity. And I'm excited about studies that suggest that it may take the edge off autoimmunity in conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. There's also some studies on allergy that MagiCare can rein in an out-of-control immune response, which is what allergies really are. And there you have it. You know, I think that's there's even some studies, interestingly, on BPH, or benign prostatic hyperplasia. I think it's one of the other uses. That it's actually not about the immune system in that case. It's about the plant phytosterol effects. You know that that when we use various prostate formulas, they contain beta, like products like beta prostate. They have plant phytosterols. And in some ways, MagiCare is similar to those and has certain properties that may help the prostate. Okay, does that help you with that?
Well, it does. I also had another part of that, and that is when it's plant sterol are used as a cholesterol lowering, and
that's
I
true.
Wonder if it's if there's any kind of problem with taking that if you don't have a problem with cholesterol.
No, I don't think, I think it would maybe lower cholesterol a tad if your cholesterol is very high, but if you have normal cholesterol, it probably wouldn't have a negative effect lowering it too much. Your questions are good, and you seem like an astute listener. Keep on listening out there in California, Peggy. Thanks for joining us on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to talk Mediterranean diet versus macular degeneration. We're going to talk fungus as a key factor in Crohn's disease. All that on Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And really, we talked about healthy greens for blood pressure. You know, so many people have problems with high blood pressure. And it's a shame that many people are dependent on medication with all the attendant side effects. So we're constantly angling for new ways to address hypertension. And here's one that I think you'll find very effective. It's the Zona Plus. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I've got some really exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment, which is the Zona Plus. What is it? It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. We've been using it now at the Hoffman Center, recommending it to patients. Many of them are trying it with success, and many of our listeners are giving us great feedback. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally, and it's so effective that it works for 9 in 10 people. There are at least 22 clinical studies that confirm that regular use of the Zona can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks with no negative side effects. You can try it risk-free. Excuse me. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. So to find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention my name, Dr. Hoffman, to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right, we're going to try something a little different on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. You know, there's several ways to get questions to us. You can call us at 888-302-3684 right now or anytime this hour or next. Or you can email us a question. You can email your question to radioprogram@AOL.com. And you won't get on the air, but we'll use your question as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. Just have to listen to our podcasts, which usually come out on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and you'll hear your question answered. But there's yet another way to get through to us, and that has to do with a mysterious black obelisk that has appeared. Remember the movie 2001, The Black Obelisk? Yeah, there's a black obelisk. Well, it's a little black line that has appeared on the right side of our homepage at drhoffman.com. If you click on that, you can weigh in with a question or an opinion, and we'll share it with our listeners on the air, as we're about to do with this question. I believe this question has to do with thyroid, so roll that question, Caleb.
I had total thyroidectomy approximately 5 years ago for goiter, which turned out to be cancer. So I'm fine. I take Synthroid 0.125, but I've gained a substantial amount of weight. I am on antidepressants. I am on a statin. I am on lisinopril. And I can't lose a pound to save my life. I work out all the time. I get my heart rate up between 150, 160. I'm 67 years old, and I cannot lose a pound. All my lab work is supposedly within normal limits. So I'm perplexed and not clear what I should do. Thanks for your help.
Okay, it was a great question. And the question has to do with thyroid replacement. Okay, so you get thyroid cancer, they take out your thyroid, all right? I want to make sure that there's no residual cancer tissue present. So you don't have a thyroid, you need to be on thyroid replacement to replace the thyroid that's not being produced by your original thyroid. Okay, so usually what they do is they use Synthroid. So recently, this must have been 3-4 weeks ago, I wrote an article based on a study that just came out that has validated my work for at least the past 2 or 3 decades, which has to do with natural thyroid replacement. When you use Synthroid, you simply replace T4, which is one component of the thyroid. And what the thyroid makes is both T4 and T3. That's the natural state of things. And when you replace with T4, you're missing the boat sometimes on T3. And what this big study just showed, which I think is really a landmark study, is that a very high percentage of people who are treated with synthetic thyroid, Synthroid or L-thyroxine, levothyroxine, that these people don't feel well, even though their tests seem normal. And this is a theme that I've been reiterating for years, which is that just because your thyroid tests seem normal, your doctor says you're fine, and yeah, you don't feel well, take an antidepressant, your cholesterol's high because your metabolism has slowed down, take Lipitor. All these things are signs of inadequate thyroid replacement. And that's why we use a natural combination of T3 and T4, like Armour Thyroid or Euthyroid, or sometimes we'll use Synthroid plus Cytomel to address those symptoms. And bam, so many people feel better. And there's so much resistance by the endocrinology community to this important concept. And now there's a lot of activism on the part of thyroid patients to get endocrinologists to recognize that some people don't do well on just monotherapy. That means one type of thyroid, which would be the synthetic kind, and that they need a judicious combination of T4 and T3 to make them feel well. And, pay some attention to the tests. We don't want people massively overdosed on thyroid. That could be dangerous, too. Could cause an arrhythmia or it could cause osteoporosis. But we need to pay more attention to how patients feel and not rely just on the tests to come to conclusions about how much thyroid to give. So it's a great question that, we really can address in the field of integrative medicine with using natural thyroid. And there's an article on that subject at drhoffman.com. It was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago about the use of natural thyroid instead of synthetic thyroid. That was a great question. Thank you very, I was going to say thanks for calling. Thanks for registering your question at drhoffman.com. That's something you too can do if you go to drhoffman.com and that question was well phrased, succinct, and said it all. Please make your question something that is airable, because if you, you talk for 5 minutes, we're not going to be able to put it on the air. All right, 888-302-3684 is our number here. And I promised to talk about the Mediterranean diet for macular degeneration. We talked about microbiome and its impact on macular degeneration earlier. A new study published in the journal Ophthalmology suggests that the risk of developing age-related macular degeneration is reduced when people are on a Mediterranean diet. Now, the Mediterranean diet has healthy fats, but less in the way of poor quality fats from fried foods. It has moderate amounts of animal protein, and it's full of phytonutrients from plants and polyphenols from olive oil. Yeah, that's an important component of the diet. Also, a little bit of red wine, which delivers resveratrol, and plenty of fiber. And that is a dietary pattern that seems to help patients with macular degeneration. It doesn't hurt to have some lutein and zeaxanthin from green and yellow fruits and vegetables for your eyes, and some DHA from fish. That's part of that Mediterranean diet. All right, Crohn's disease, very challenging problem, something that we like to specialize in the Hoffman Center. I've been seeing patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease for quite some time. And we've long recognized that there is a relationship between diet and these conditions, and that some patients have yeast overgrowth. And by treating their yeast problems, their diarrhea, their gastric distress gets better, their inflammation recedes. And now we have proof that there really is a scientific basis for believing that yeast infections may be a contributor to Crohn's disease. A fungus in the gut could be a key factor in the development of Crohn's disease, according to a new study by an international team of researchers. The study is published in the journal Microbio. It assessed the bacteria and fungi of people with Crohn's disease. And what they found is that individuals with Crohn's were more likely to have two types of bacteria, E. coli and Serratia marcescens, and one fungus, Candida tropicalis, than those without the disease. It seems that the fungus may encourage the bad bacteria to grow. The scientists led by a team from Case Western Reserve University in Ohio say this is the first time that any fungus has been linked to Crohn's in humans. And and it makes sense because when we do a blood test for Crohn's disease, you know, Crohn's disease is an anatomical diagnosis. You got to go in there and look, and you can see the Crohn's disease in the intestine. But some people ask, is there a blood test for Crohn's disease? Well, there is. And the blood test measures antibodies to Saccharomyces. Well, Saccharomyces is yeast. So antibodies to yeast are present in patients with Crohn's disease. Nobody has paid attention to that important connection. Maybe, just maybe, people with Crohn's disease should be eating less sugar and, less yeast-containing products, as we've been advising them to do for 20 or more years. But now, new evidence suggests that special diet, antifungal herbs or medications, probiotics, can make a difference in patients suffering from Crohn's disease. 888-302-3684 is their number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And here's an answer to a conundrum that several listeners have posed to me. And I got to admit, this is something that I've just learned. I mean, you live and learn, right? You know, one of the nice things about medicine, one of the reasons I adopted this career, is that it is a lifelong learning experience. There's all kinds of new findings. You need to stay abreast of them to be a good doctor. And I said, bring it on. When I began to study medicine, I said, you know, just go to medical school and that's, you know, end of, you know, game over. Medicine is changing, evolving. There are constantly new discoveries. There's hordes of medical journals. And, so here goes. Some patients of mine have complained and some listeners have complained that no matter what they do, they can't get their hemoglobin A1C down. Hemoglobin A1C is a measure of blood sugar. And the way I've answered it in the past, I've said, well, you know, sometimes you get older, and even if you're on a perfect diet, you're exercising, sometimes your glycemic control, your ability to keep your blood sugar within normal limits, deteriorates a little bit. Okay? And that is true. That is true to a certain extent because, you know, the pancreas weakens and you don't secrete enough insulin, or your insulin receptors become a little resistant to the effects of insulin. So things go downhill a little bit simply with aging. But here is a circumstance where a coexisting condition can distort the levels of hemoglobin A1C that you might have. And our Hoffman Center nutritionist, Layla Mudin, discussed this in a recent, I think it was a podcast or a blog, and so you can find that at drhoffman.com. The information comes to us from a journal article that discusses the effect of iron deficiency anemia on the levels of hemoglobin A1C in non-diabetic patients. Okay, so with iron deficiency anemia, you actually have less hemoglobin. And when you're measuring hemoglobin A1C, it's actually measuring sugar, but it does involve hemoglobin. And so here's what they found, is they looked at a bunch of patients who were iron deficient, and they looked at patients who were okay in terms of iron levels. And what they found is that before iron treatment, the average hemoglobin A1C was 7.4. And that indicates diabetes. And in patients with iron deficiency anemia, the hemoglobin A1C decreased significantly after they got iron treatment from an average of 7.4 to 6.2. Well, 6.2 isn't that great either. It's a little borderline. Some people would consider that pre-diabetes. But nonetheless, that makes all the difference in the world in terms of one's assessment for diabetes. So they're saying here that iron deficiency must be corrected before any diagnostic or therapeutic decision is made based on hemoglobin A1C. And I'm checking the date of this article. This information's been around for over 10 years. This article came out in 2004, and it's only been lately that the word's gotten around that iron deficiency anemia can distort your hemoglobin A1C. So you... First thing I'm going to do every time I see an elevated hemoglobin A1C is I'm going to look over at the iron, make sure that the iron's normal, so that I can confirm that iron deficiency isn't distorting the test for diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C. So, I bet you that 50% of doctors are not even yet attuned to this phenomenon. So, check with your doctor if you've been told you have an elevated hemoglobin A1C. All right. Just last week with the election, it was a couple of weeks ago. But they're still talking about it like the election was yesterday. 2 weeks ago, 5 more states voted to legalize recreational marijuana. But there are some concerns. A study just released suggests that marijuana use can weaken heart muscles, particularly in young men. Well, that's no problem. Young men don't smoke marijuana, do they? It's precisely the group that smokes marijuana, right? I mean, you might worry less if the study said that marijuana can weaken heart muscles in very old men, in 90-year-olds. But no, in young men. Researchers from St. Luke's University Hospital focused on patients with stress cardiomyopathy. That's a sudden temporary weakening of the heart muscle that prevents it from pumping. And what they found was that there was a correlation between marijuana use and stress cardiomyopathy. There was a higher risk of this form of heart muscle weakening in chronic smokers of marijuana. So this adds to concerns. You know, we're opening the floodgates on marijuana use and we're deeming it safe, but there are issues, including that pot users have poor verbal memory in middle age, that there may be driving impairment that's hard to detect. I mean, now we can use breathalyzer tests on drunk drivers. But the incidence of driving while intoxicated may increase in states where marijuana is legalized. And there's not that much we can do about it. Actually, statistics now show that we're seeing an increase in the number of automobile accidents, whether it's from distracted driving, people using mobile devices, or whether it's from people smoking pot. It's unclear. what's going on. So a caution flag about indiscriminate marijuana use. And here's an interesting one. You know, there's a new startup company, a voice analytics company, that is seeking to identify links between vocal features and coronary artery disease. In other words, they can hear your voice. They can analyze the voice waves and predict whether you're likely to have heart disease. So I can envision an era in which we have an app on our phone. Siri, do I have heart disease? And Siri will do an analysis and check out the wavelengths and perform the correct algorithm and determine whether people have heart disease. In this double-blind study, 120 patients each gave 3 30-second voice recordings in English, and they found there was a strong relationship between certain vocal characteristics and coronary artery disease. So the idea eventually is to give people an app so we can check on them and tell them if everything is okay. Pretty amazing technology coming to a cell phone near you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684, as we continue. Join us for our next hour of Intelligent Medicine.